Welcome to the Unbreakable Mindset Podcast, your burst of weekly inspiration to keep your mindset on track to manifest your greatest desires. I am Jude Daunt, your host, a world-renowned mindset coach, helping my clients and now you, the listener, to break free of the mental struggle, find contentment, meaning, and purpose in your life. I want to start this podcast by saying, yes, you just have me again this week, but I promise you there are guests lined up to come back. But yes, you just have me. However, I have a feeling that what I'm going to say to you will resonate, will rest somewhere, and will land just where it needs to. So whether you are out running, listening to this podcast, whether you are driving your car, whether you are just sat making a coffee and you are listening, trying to look for inspiration, then let's hope this lands where it needs. And on that note, I got some lovely feedback through for episode 18, which was Unbreakable Mindset and How to Develop One. And when things land for us, remember our reticular activating system works through information so that we can take the information that we need at that right time. Now, it might take it from a negative bias. So remember, if we feel like life's tough, we're going to see tough things out there. But we also might think about things that we need that we're looking for. And especially when we get to an unbreakable mindset point of view, then we do start looking for things that support us. And the feedback that I got was that they'd listened back to the podcast a few times and it felt like there was lots of things pointing them in a certain direction. And I asked them, what was it from the podcast that resonated? And they said it was that they still have unresolved niggles. Things that reminded them to question their emotions about certain life subjects and why they might have either triggering reactions or specific reactions, and that their life is cluttered, so their mind is cluttered, and if they can clear one, they will clear other things and they'll be able to manifest better and clearer. Now, we know, if you've listened before, that when you are in resistance, you are literally resisting the thing that you want the most, and that is really hard to get out of. However, when you have an easy, laid back mindset and you're thinking of certain things, all of a sudden they'll appear. Okay, I have a client who we started working together, I think it was mid last year, and they had started a business and then COVID hit and it knocked their confidence a bit and they went back into the industry they'd been in before, unhappy, and decided that, you know, that they wanted to do it again. They wanted to try going back into having their own business and start it again, but A, with a different mindset, and B, different habits, actions, priorities, things that he was going to put in place to make sure it worked. So he went into it with less resistance. He'd set himself up financially that there wasn't going to be so much of a negative mindset around, oh my God, this has to work. And things have been flowing so easy for him. And it was a joy to hear. Absolute joy. He came in for his session the other week and to hear how his business has been going since January. It is smashing all of the targets that he thought for the year within 3 months. And that is because he doesn't have any resistance to it. Now, there are certain things that he does have resistance to, which is knowing how to switch off, because it's not something he's ever been able to do, because he was always working high pace, high energy, always kind of like striving to achieve. And now this is coming easy. So that is like a different mindset that he needs to adopt. However, he's not in resistance. He's kind of taken it mindful by piece, but also thinking about things that he can do to really work on his personal development while working on his business. Now, how idyllic does that sound? Now, that is not the case for everyone. And for some people, we may have to dig a bit deeper to see where the resistance is coming from. I don't know whether you'll like this metaphor, whether you will absolutely hate it, so I apologize if you hate it, but it's like picking a scab. Okay, remember getting told off by your mom when you were picking that scab because it was really itchy when it was healing and you kept picking it and you just make it worse and you make it last longer and it's red and it kind of, you know, it stays a little bit longer than it should do when your body's trying to heal it. That is the same as your resistance to the thing that you're trying to attract in. As you're picking away at it, looking at all the ways in which it might not happen, fearing the worst, thinking about the what ifs, you are in resistance to it, but you're also making it worse. Yeah, like you know this. If this resonates, then you know I'm talking to you on a deep level, that this is exactly where you're at right now, where it feels like the thing that you want the most is probably the furthest from where you're at right now. So what can you do about it? Well, first of all, stop picking the scab. Stop thinking about things in the negative bias. That's not easy. And I know you're thinking, oh, well, that's easy. You know, it's not easy, Jude. It's easier said than done, isn't it? Because when you want something so bad, you've got to really kind of not think about all the ways in which it won't happen because it means so much to you. So it's being able to, one of two things, either distance yourself from it. So if the thing that you want so bad, you constantly have a negative thought about, distance yourself from it. Look at something else. If there's something else on your vision board that you could start ticking off, do that. If there's something that you can easily fix by just giving it time and space, do that. If you know that actually, you know, just doing exercise will make you feel good, do that. If you know there's a big project on at work and actually that could take your mind off it, throw yourself into that. If there is something that needs doing around the house, you know, that drawer that's got all the crap in, that needs organizing, do that. Whatever it is, distance yourself from it so that you can start to think more clearly about it. But also the distance will help you disconnect from thought whilst allowing you to concentrate on something else that's going to make you feel good. And remember last week's episode, when you have more positivity in your life, you breed positivity. So doing something that's going to make you feel good will in turn make you have more positive thoughts and will help you to start align with the thing that you're in resistance to. Okay, now the other thing that you can do is to start looking for examples of people who have the thing that you want. They're not in resistance to it. You can see that it's possible. You can see that it's achievable. Go start looking for that. Start looking for evidence that actually it can happen and that it happens to lots of people. So whether it is losing weight, whether it is a relationship that you want to manifest, whether it is money that you want to come and flow through to you, whether it is a new job offer. Look for people who get this so that you can see evidence that it's possible. Now, this example can be triggering for some people because it can almost do the opposite effect. It can make you feel like, well, why is it not happening to me? And if it does that to you, don't do it. Move away from it. It's triggering you. So step away from that and start looking at what you can do, as I say, in other areas of your life to make it easy and to start allowing it in. And then when you feel ready, start visualizing the outcome again. Start looking at your vision board and thinking past the pain point and start looking at what it'll feel like when you have it. Okay? Because a lot of the time the resistance comes from the wanting, and then once we get it, it's easy. And then when we think about how it's going to happen, we're becoming more resistant to it. So if you can skip that step and move over to what it'll feel like and visualize that, that again removes resistance because you're sitting in the outcome. You're sitting in how good it'll feel when you're actually there. You're not thinking about the process. Now, on that, a bit about process. You've got to learn to love the process as well. So what could you do? Sit and write this out now. What could you do to love the process to get where you want to get to? Because as I say, if you are in resistance to it, you're going to hate the process. You're probably going to sabotage your outcomes. So if you hate going on Tinder, don't do it. Do something else that's going to get you to have a relationship. So whether it's, I don't know, tell your mates that you're like, do you know what? I really want to be set up. Who've you got? Who've you got that you could set me up with and put me on a date? And I guarantee you, if they're caught up in their lives, they've not even thought about, you know, Mark, who's just separated from someone a year ago and he was actually ready to date, that they know of, that actually they could have set you up with. My husband and I met via Tinder. However, we did have mutual friends in common separately as well. So we had two mutual friends in common that were separate to each other. So two separate groups of friends, if that makes sense. And we should have met earlier. We could have been set up earlier, but it just didn't happen that way. But I didn't have any resistance to going on dating apps either. So think about that. What can you do if you are in resistance to the process? What could you do to make that easier? You know, it doesn't have to be hard. Nothing has to be hard. It can be easier, whatever it is that you're trying to achieve. And I'm going to leave it there on this one. This is a short one. This is a one just to spark a little bit of inspiration so that you can think about, right, where am I in resistance to? What feels hard right now? What can I actually cope with? What can I actually take control of over? What can I do that's going to make me feel better? What's going to help me get to a positive bias if the thing that you're in resistance to is taking you to a negative bias? And what are you going to do to hit that reset button? Thank you so much for listening to the Unbreakable Mindset podcast with me, your host, Jude Daunt. If you have enjoyed this episode, then please do share with others. And it would mean a huge deal to me if you would rate, review, follow and subscribe on your podcast app. This will allow the podcast to keep growing and going to new audiences. And if you want to know all the ways in which you can work with me directly, please visit judontcoaching.co.uk. The links will be in the show notes.